coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Thursday, July 11th, 2024. And I want to thank you so much for your belief and your trust in me, in this platform, in the people that we have, and in the sum total of the investigative analysis that we provide. And I want to thank you for that. We tend to look at things a little bit differently, more from an investigative analysis perspective as opposed to reporting. I'm not a reporter. I'm not a journalist. I'm not an investigative journalist. If anything, I'm an advocacy for the truth. Spokesperson. That's all I am. I'm an investigator with a microphone. And with me today, a very special treat. This is why I'm telling you a very special treat today is Randy Taylor is back, and he is as angry and as badger-like than ever, and I love it. Randy Taylor was hospitalized, as you may know. He was hospitalized, but he's all better now. He's all patched up, and they sent him on his way, and he's walking. Yeah, he's fine. No, I mean, he's not in the hospital, which is a good thing. So he's with me and coming right up. He's on deck. Before I get to Randy Taylor, a couple of things. Don't forget this Sunday is the meeting of our supporters, scheduled from the weekend of July 4th to this coming Sunday. The reason, a lot of reasons, the holiday weekend, a lot of people said, you know, I kind of want to just chill, so that's fine. I heard from a couple of people, and then there's additional news that we need to cover for this weekend, and I'm really looking forward to the interaction and people's response to certain things, especially the two programs this week that we've already done. The one from Tuesday, of course, you know, is Obama being blackmailed? I'm asking that question by Biden. For his homosexual proclivities, his activities, as well as perhaps something related to Michelle Obama, you know, there's a question there. And that's a very deep subject. Eric Tech, what, throwing a hot dog down the hallway? Is that what that's like? Never mind. You don't. Goodness, if you could hear the chatter behind the radio, behind or off air, that's amazing. And then yesterday, talking about, you know, is it possible to martyr Biden? Well. I'm not the only one thinking that. There are some other things, other people as well talking about that. Before I get into the program and bring Randy on, again, thank you so much for your support. Hey, look, if you haven't done this by now, you need to do it right now. Don'twastepower.com. That's the website. Don'twastepower.com. Don'twastepower.com, folks. You know, reports recently revealed that the U.S. electricity bills have set a 10-year record high this summer. It's so bad that many households admit to keeping their houses at unsafe temperatures, whether it's hot or cold. And they do that to lower costs. And I know that. I know we do that in the winter. But even in the summer, we have a tendency to do that to save money. And you know, look, if we do that, I know you do that. So, and many others say that they struggle to choose between the food, you know, between buying food or paying their electricity bill, all this because of the power companies. Look, they're filling their shareholders' pockets, taking advantage of crises created by, I believe, by the current administration, the lack of being energy independent that we could, but that's a different topic. But here's what I do to save money. I lower my energy bills with the help of a very great device. Absolutely love the cost savings it gives me. I usually bring one to the studio. I didn't today because it's plugged in at my home and also working here at the studio as well. Thanks to this device, I can keep my electricity costs down, beat the power companies, and actually keep more money in my pocket every single month. It's designed to help lower costs by stopping my home and appliances from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce my electricity usage, supports a consistent and safe flow of electricity throughout my home, and much more by plugging into one of my home's wall outlets. I've got three, one by my breaker box, one at the other end of the house, and one in the middle. Of course, I've got a 25,000 square foot house and 16 bedrooms. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, multiple, like three, seems to be the sweet spot for me. And you're going to want to buy more than one. That's just me. The cost savings from the first month alone proved to me that this is one of the best purchases I've ever made. Please visit don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com, or simply click on the link in the description box below. That's right. And get the nation's leading way to lower energy bills up to 66% off. Look, I don't know how long this is going to go on, the sales, so do it now. And free express shipping plus several other bonuses with every order completely for free. That's don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com. And you know what? It's a great little device, and it works, and get more than one. All right. Here's the scenario, or here's the question real quick. The question is, what's going to happen? If I have my crystal ball, I don't. Do you see any crystal ball here? I don't have a crystal ball. Nor do you, but we can work on the facts at hand. The discussions going on behind the scenes. I've been getting, how can I put this without revealing? I've been getting some information that there's a lot happening behind the scenes that they cannot win with Biden. That Biden, even today, later today with the press conference where he's supposed to just go teleprompter free and have this no holds barred press conference, right? Have you heard about that? Is that going to happen? I don't know. Are they sending him to the wolves? Is this like a double beatdown from the debate? Everyone is still hung up on the debate from last month, June 27th. Everyone's still talking about that. And even though he tried to rehabilitate himself, it's kind of like being in a courtroom. You have a witness, a bad witness, under direct examination, answers the questions. And then the opposing attorney goes up and asks questions and just obliterates the witness. Okay. There is a redirect after the obliteration. There's always a redirect. And when I would testify in court, I would always attempt to make sure that I did not make the attorney work and have to do a redirect, or at least have a redirect at a very minimal level. Okay. So again, follow me here. You have a witness in court. There's two opposing attorneys. We'll say the prosecutor and the defense attorney, a witness, the prosecutor. Let's say it's a prosecution witness. The prosecutor does a direct exam on the witness. Cool. Answers the questions. The defense attorney goes up and just rips the story apart, whatever the narrative might be from the witness. And then the damage done by that is attempted to be undone by the prosecution through redirect examination. You follow me on that? Did you, Eric, did that sound about right? I mean, did you get that? Okay. All right. And what happens is they attempt to rehabilitate the testimony of the witness through redirect examination. So there's direct cross and then redirect. And sometimes there's recross, but we'll stop it right there. Is this what is happening right now with respect to Joe Biden? Are they throwing him out for this ripping apart? I don't know, but I suspect that people around him do know. And perhaps people like Joe Biden are not happy about things, or Hunter Biden, they're not happy about things, but are they calling the shots? Are they really calling the shots? Or do they have to do it because of external pressure? These are the things that we're going to be talking about, the potential scenarios moving forward, the possibility of Biden being martyred, which I talked about yesterday, and the possibility about Barry Satoro being blackmailed, which I talked about on Tuesday. Or is it is it both? Does Biden have something on Barry, and Barry have something on Biden? The personal enrichment, the amount of money that's involved in all of this is extreme. So with that, Randy Taylor, how you doing, brother? Good to see you.
I am doing good. I am happy to be here.
I'm and happy that, that you're
and
here.
With that, I'll return. No, just kidding. no, it's good. It's good to be back, folks. Into the hospital for a little bit. They did establish that, yes, I do have a heart. It's just checking on it and make sure she's pumping properly. A lot of tests. Everything came back pretty good.
That's
as far
good.
as far as a doctor can project. Those who've been with us a while know that I had a heart attack back in 2015. Fortunately, I had the exact same doctor, surgeon, came in and did an angiogram and admired his work. And he was very, very surprised at how well everything looked. I'm just carrying a lot of water, folks. That's all. And so that's project one is getting, make sure we can trim down any sodium that I can get rid of and proceed from there. I'm not a salt user. I don't like salt.
Yeah.
I never have. So there's half the battle won right now. I would hate for somebody to say, you know, that liked salt, and you say to them, you can't have any salt because it's salt in everything.
Oh, yeah, the sodium content.
Oh, unbelievable.
The processed foods, obviously, are bad. But you know, it's good to have you back, and you're looking good.
I'm glad to be back.
I do know that the hospital did put out a memo saying it's unbelievable, but Taylor does have a heart. It's confirmed. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's good to have you, though. And you know, we go through these bumps and stuff. Oh man, you know, it's rough, and I know it's rough on your family and stuff. So, but folks, keep praying for Randy Taylor, good friend of the show, good friend of mine, good friend of the family, and I know he's a good friend of yours. So, it's all good.
And I appreciate all the prayers. I had prayers from, man, as I came out, so many people told me they've been praying for me, and the church is praying for me. I had all religions praying for me. I was blown away.
Well,
amazing.
That's one thing about the listeners to this show. You know, I love our listeners, and I know everyone says that. Everyone with a microphone says that. Oh, I love. But I
no, we
really
got the best. We have the best.
And when you think about everything we've gone through over the last 10 years, I mean, you and I, this platform, me personally, along with Eric the Tech and all of this, I mean, it's amazing that we're still standing, and you know, we're under attack right now from people who want us who want to take us off the air. It's not as well publicized as perhaps an InfoWars thing, but you know what? It's only through your prayers and the grace of God that we're still here. So that's it.
And God bless you, everyone. Is
exactly. Well, I'm going to start off with this. Okay, look, this is an 11 minute video now. I'm not going to play 11 straight minutes of this, but I like Steve. I love Steve Gruber. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, he is perhaps one of the, he's got, his character is beyond reproach in my view. He's a great guy. Okay. And there was a piece that he did about the Joe Biden problem. Now, Randy Taylor, with your permission, can we play this? What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right.
Let's do it to it.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Okay. Because this is 11 minutes, I watched it and I was trying to think of, okay, we can pause it here, stop it here, whatever. Do me a favor. When you want it paused, yell out, okay?
I sure will.
Because your pause might be shorter than mine. In other words, okay, but folks, pay attention to this, because of all of the people who have summarized the Joe Biden problem, and this is what we have. We have a problem in America. Gruber, I think, has done it the best, consolidated the information and really kind of laid things out. So, okay, we'll start it. Like I said, RT, you yell if you want to pause. Otherwise, I'll pause it according to my notes, and we'll go from there. This Perfect. By the way, folks, HagmanPI.com. Eric the Tech hates it when I do that because he's like, you know, would you just shut up and play? Cut one. I'm like Joe Biden right now. Okay. You know, the thing.
The thing.
Look, anyway. Yeah. Maybe I better not say that. Okay. HagmanPI.com, bookmark of the website, and this is cut one in the show notes at that location.
I'll start with the problem that is Joe Biden, not for me, but for Democrats in this country today. The questions are intensifying about Joe Biden's ability to continue, not just for a second term, but to continue right now, to finish his first and only term, maybe continue for the next 10 minutes or so. Because we've now learned that Biden advisors are joining Senate Democrats for a special meeting addressing the president's condition. He'll be at a site away from the Capitol campus. It doesn't bode well for the president now, does it? It's going to happen Thursday, we're told. And this all started because of Joe Biden's failure on the debate stage June the 27th. And it was not just Joe Biden's inability to function, but it was magnified and compounded because Donald Trump challenged Biden on several points. And honestly, the president could not respond. He could not manage a coherent retort. And the best two lines came with a Trump punchline hammering home the problem with Joe Biden. And it came into focus. Here's one.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look, we have the safest border in the history of our country.
Nobody knew what he said, Joe Biden included. Now, the Biden campaign has been in free fall ever since. In fact, it is safe to say that the Democrats have lost every single news cycle since Biden's complete and utter failure on stage, because everyone saw what happened. They saw Donald Trump fillet the defenseless president repeatedly. Here's another reminder of how that debate went. Listen.
All those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare because all of these people are coming in. They're putting them on Medicare.
Now, what actually happened right there is Donald Trump, with some help from Joe Biden, beat the Biden campaign to death, all on live TV on June the 27th. And not only have Biden and the Democrats lost every news cycle since, like I just said, but the real problem is now showing up in poll after poll after poll. In fact, there's not one survey now of American voters that has Biden winning. Not one. Almost every poll has showed a movement toward Donald Trump by 2 points, and in some places, quite a bit more. Yes, Donald Trump is winning. So the debate, not a knockout punch, but a serious gut punch to the reelection campaign. Joe Biden is on the ropes, and everyone knows it, except for, well, Joe. And he refuses to let go, to concede that his days in the White House are over. And honestly, that should happen right now. Not in a few hours or a few days or a few months. Right now, that should happen. But unless he accepts his fate and steps aside maybe tomorrow, there's not much the Democrats can do. Biden has pledged delegates. He is the nominee. And this is truly dangerous because, as you first heard here weeks ago, Joe Biden, I believe, has a form of Parkinson's disease. But you don't have to take my word for it. You can hear it from the people that spend their days studying this, the people that really know. On MSNBC, of all places, a board-certified doctor that specializes in Parkinson's disease.
And drop it. Randy Taylor, that's a pretty good summation.
That's a very good summation.
Okay, so now he's about to bring on a neurological specialist, a doctor, okay, or cite this, the interview, okay, next. My question to you is, I've got a number of questions to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so rather than ask the pointed questions, why don't you tell me what you think, where we're at? Because if we have an impaired, cognitively impaired commander-in-chief/president right now, we are in danger right now. And the people who know how bad Biden is are, mm-hmm. are traitors. They're friggin' traitors. They should be hung by the neck until dead if they're covering up this national security problem because they are traitors. What do you think about that?
I think that Peter Ducey did a really good job of pointing out the national security problem when he asked the young gal there at the White House, the press secretary, about, she said she made a comment about how he was best before 8 o'clock. Something stupid to say. And then he juicy turned around and said, he said, well, what happens if there's a nuclear strike or somebody's launched nuclear missiles at 9 o'clock? Who do we call?
Well, he's got a team around
him.
I thought
that Ducey, without being outrageously disrespectful, nailed it.
I did too, and I know that clip was out there.
That made me laugh. It was one of the first things I saw that day on social media. Joe Biden, really, if they think that they're going to have any type of a chance, you know, in the White House in November, Joe Biden will have to go. There's no two ways about that. He is cognitively wasted. I mean, it's like he's stoned. It's unbelievable.
Well,
I'll blow away.
I'm going to toss something out at you because of your recent stint with doctors. Okay. The Patriot Dr. James, who we both know, and he's a great man out in the Midwest. He's a medical doctor and he knows his stuff. He was over the weekend, he contacted me. I think it was over the weekend and said, you know, there are certain drugs, certain medications they give for dementia, Alzheimer's, and the neurological issues that create Parkinson-like symptoms. Now, he could, Joe Biden could have Parkinson's, or he could have with this. I can't remember what they call that dementia. There's a name for it that is associated with Parkinson's. He could have it in addition to Parkinson's or whatever. But people should think about, perhaps, he's being treated for one medical condition, and that's his cognitive impairment, and then showing the symptoms of Parkinson's on the other side, and the numerous visits beginning, I think, in July or June or January of 2024 from this doctor that... it's just, I don't know. So I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
The debate was a nightmare for the Democrats. Absolutely destroyed. A little something, I'll throw it out there, bat it around, throw it in the trash can when you're done with it. I thought it was kind of interesting, the timing on Hunter Biden going to court. Myself.
Wow.
Because that is the one thing that Joe Biden does love in this world is his sons. Okay. And I just got the feeling that, you know, that kid may be a pawn piece here to control Joe or get Joe to drop out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they could come down on him really hard. They could arrest him for so many more things. And maybe they just showed Joe how easy it was to drag Hunter Biden into court. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. You're talking about the timing of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the timing and the fact that I honestly didn't expect Hunter Biden, with the poison DOJ that we have, you know what I mean, that's an arm of the Democrat Party, I did not expect any charges to go forward with Hunter Biden.
But you and I have spoken before,
yes,
the charges that he was, the crimes he was charged with and convicted of would be akin to Hunter Biden robbing a bank, but getting a ticket for double parking while he was in robbing the bank. Because the real crime of Biden and Hunter and the entire Biden crime family is not the gun charge. It's not.
Which surprised me that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they hit him with a really light charge, really.
Exactly.
And I think it was just to get somebody's attention. And I just had the feeling, having seen many things over the years, and I know that the Democrats play a very dirty pool. I think that that's quite possibly there's been discussions like, we can drop the hammer on your kid. You know, if you don't do what we tell you to do.
Okay.
So it's very possible that there's leverage in place. And that Joe has to weigh, I love my kid, do I love my country? And that's a lot for him to think about with a diminished mind. But there it is on the table. And actually, Jill Biden's going to be the one that's make that decision.
You know, I love my kid is a far cry from I love my country. I don't believe Biden loves America at all. I think he is, in my view anyway, he is a communist or you know, communist, Chinese communist, Marxist, if you will.
Well, one question he has to be able to answer these questions. So true. regardless of what he actually feels, it's the show that he's going to put on. And it is a show. I just thought it was funny going into the debate, and they already knew that he was wasted. They knew the debate was going to be a failure. They didn't honestly think that Donald Trump was going to be beaten down by this fruitcake. No, nobody might. You know what? Having transported kids to and from school, daycare, all of it, there's kids out there that would have whipped Biden's ass in that debate.
Tree Stump would have done it because
he got crucified because he's not all there. And I don't. Oh, man. And all these people said they're leaving when Trump becomes president. Man, there is going to be real estate deals up the wazoo.
Yeah. Well, but more importantly than that, we have a problem now because our country is leaderless, I would say, because we've got a potato, a vegetable in the White House.
And okay. We're being laughed at. Putin right now can do whatever he wants. NATO, I'll tell you right now, is not comfortable with what they saw at the podium the other day.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they are not. There's no way. I don't give a damn what they say. I'm telling you, they left afraid.
Well, exactly. And what Donald Trump did, of course, I think 9 countries are paying. I'm trying to remember the stats I read, but more countries now are paying their share in the NATO. I think like 9 more countries are paying their share since the Trump presidency than before.
Oh, Trump called him out. Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah. And they treated him like garbage, you know, at these when they had their G7s and G this and G that meetings overseas. They treated Trump like crap. And he's and I'd be honest with you, he's the greatest man in the room.
And this
Pope, they can stick this Pope up their collective butts.
Oh my gosh.
That Pope needs to just shut the hell up. Shut up, man. Shut your pie hole.
Well, he's a communist Marxist tool.
He is an ass.
He is. All right.
I mean, he's an embarrassment. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, before, no, man, I love it. I'm glad you're back. Folks, Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. That's RT@HagmanPI.com. Send him a note, send him a well wishes, send him your first.
Yeah, and Eric, anytime you want to throw that my email address up on the screen, we can do that.
He's like, wait, you're making me work now.
I know. Between getting Doug coffee, if you get a chance, no. Listen, this show does not fly without that pilot.
Eric the Tech is really an unsung hero.
Doug hit a home run here with him being a son-in-law. What a home run, man.
I'm telling you.
What a home run.
He's actually...
very cool.
He's actually fixing... I'm not going to say. He does so much for me on a personal level and for my daughter. God bless
him. He's a blessing. I mean, if you want to know the classic definition of a blessing.
That's him.
Eric is a blessing. Absolutely.
But if I can be real for a moment, he does beat me. He puts oranges in the pillowcase and just beats the heck out of me.
That's a really bad visual.
That's why he's always wearing long sleeves.
That's right. If I show you my arms, I'd look like Biden's roommate
Okay. You're funny.
Look, let's continue with this. This is now the specialist opining about. Listen to this, because this neurologist doctor he could diagnose him from across the mall. Just remember that statement. We'll continue with the Steve Gruber, the Joe Biden problem. Again, this is cut one in the show notes, HagmanPI.com. Go ahead, sir.
Gave a blunt and damning assessment of Joe Biden's condition. Here it is.
Because he has just this classic features of neurodegeneration. I mean, word finding difficulties, and that's not, oh, I couldn't find the word. That's from degeneration of the word retrieval area.
He's also overcome stuttering, though. Could that be part of that, too?
No, this is not a palatal issue or a speech discrepancy, which is very different from a lemino dysfunction, actual word retrieval, where you pick a similar question or talk around the issue, plus the rigidity, monotone voice.
Wait, go back to that, the rigidity. What do you mean?
Rigidity, loss of arm swing, standing up lordotically. You notice when he turns, it's kind of end block turning. It's not a quick turn. That's one of the hallmarks of Parkinson's is rigidity and bradykinesia, slow movement. And he has that hallmark, especially with the low voice that said was a cold, hypophonia, a small monotone voice like this over time is a hallmark of Parkinsonism. I could have diagnosed him from across the mall.
From across the mall. So we all know what is happening, and by now so do most Americans. But Joe is hanging on, or maybe I should say Jill is hanging on to the office and the power for dear life. So with Joe refusing to leave, at least so far, the anger starting to set in some corners. As longtime supporters and outspoken advocates are now calling on Biden to step aside, despite his refusal to do the right thing. People like George Clooney, James Carville, and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett are among those saying it's time for Joe to go. And another longtime Trump critic and Biden supporter, Michael Moore, says the ongoing push to keep Joe in the race, despite what we all know now is wrong. In fact, he says that it's worse than just being wrong. He says what is happening is elder abuse and more.
Okay, before we get to
Michael Moore. Your father up there.
Okay, but in the show notes. Page one, this is from the Conservatives Treehouse, Sundance, Barack approved, George Clooney tells Joe Biden it's time to go. Eric the Tech, if you can put that on the screen.
And that was like in a matter of, they said it was like at the beginning of like a show or something or an event.
Yeah.
He was like pro Joe. And by the end of the event, he had already turned. It's like he went backstage. They fed him different info, said, this is what you're going to say. Went right back out and said, Biden's got to go. I was surprised at the turn like that. Somebody turns that fast, they usually have a gun pointed at them. That was unbelievable what Clooney did. It paints that disarray. They're in panic right now. They're going to have to do something, or Joe is going to so graciously hand us the White House and everything on 2024 this year.
Well, I have a feeling, and again, this was my discussion.
Evil's coming, buddy.
Exactly, because think about this. I mean, Jill Biden, for crying out loud, the Biden White House demanded the Marine Corps band compose fanfare for the First Lady. Entrance theme for Jill. Can you believe that? Folks, you can read about this in it's page two in the show notes, HagmanPI.com. But the hubris of these people, and especially Jill Biden, her quest for this, oh, I've got to, clawing and scratching to maintain this power. I love the lifestyle. Yeah, she wears lampshades for dresses. Okay, she is an absolute friggin' moron, power-hungry bitch that will throw her husband under the friggin' bus to stay in that position or to cover for him to stay in that position at the expense of our country. And no one is, very few, they're all talking about the election. What about the fate of our country?
We were talking about this back in January and February, Doug.
We were.
You know, we were talking on the show about how are they going to do this. Remember, we were talking about Chapter 25 or Article 25 or something.
25th Amendment. Yeah.
And then we flat out said, I think you may have said it first, they're going to assassinate him. I know we've discussed it before. I know you and I have had this discussion more than once, that I feel and you feel that they may well assassinate him if he's not just going to step down. And there's no telling how that happened. It's going to have to be something that goes along with this, his loss of his abilities, like he's going to fall down some steps and hit his head. And, you know, there's so many easy scenarios.
Easy indeed. And
easy.
You know, at 81, no one's going to necessarily ask the important questions.
Thank you.
Or maybe, at least no one in the positions of power in this regime are going to ask the questions. But I have to say that, well,
it's going to have to be somebody close to him, because Secret Service,
yep,
be it as may, the Secret Service, their job is to protect him. They will protect him. So it's going to have to be somebody that can slide right past the Secret Service. And I hate to say that, but would oh man, when you really start looking at the people close to him, who would be willing to shove him down the steps?
Or, you know,
there's so many things. Yeah, there's so many things can happen here. But they're going to have to get past Secret Service, and that's going to be the trick.
Okay,
and so that's why I think it changes the probable suspects.
Well, when I was watching Real America's Voice, in fact, I think it might have been on Steve Gruber's program, the Chyron underneath said that Wisconsin, to get off the ballot or to they're stuck with Biden on the ballot. The only way to get him off the Wisconsin ballot, state by state. Now, they're different because states handled the elections, reportedly, in theory, that's how it's supposed to be, is death. And that one word stuck out at me, death. I'm thinking, my goodness, you know, could it very well be?
But, no, we've killed our Caesar before.
We have.
Yeah, we're guilty of that. And oh, wow, it was Democrats that killed Kennedy.
Exactly. And folks, the Kennedy assassination, absolutely. You need to really understand what happened there.
And one of their own. That's the part that just blows your mind.
And
Kennedy was one of their own.
Exactly. And people
they
think
murdered
that,
that young man.
Thank you. People, the backstory of Kennedy, when you read the book None Dare Call It Treason by John Stormer, back in those days, okay, through the prism of the events of that day. None Dare Call It Treason, I think 1965 was a publication date. What Kennedy did to the U.S., a lot of people don't know the damage he caused. I mean, but okay, so Kennedy in 63, Nixon in 74, Reagan, what, in 81, when they attempted to take him out via mm-hmm. Hinckley. Okay, Trump by lawfare in 16 forward. And now, hey, what's to say Biden isn't a fair game? Go ahead.
And like we said, and if there's any meat, any weight whatsoever to what I was thinking, what they might do to Hunter Biden to get to Joe, you know, it could be a hefty price. You just don't know. And after all the, like Doug's saying, after looking at the Kennedy assassination, I mean, Democrats killed one of their own. There's no rock that they're unafraid to turn over. And the more ludicrous that it sounds, sometimes that's the better idea, because people think it's ludicrous. But they're guilty, and you got to watch them, and they wouldn't hesitate. The cost and everything that's on the table today is so much more than it was in 63. You know, the money, the monopolies, the everything that has to go just right for these globalist pigs to enslave us as a people and line their pockets. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think they're not doing that, you need to start looking around. I have never seen so many multi-family structures being built in every city I see. I'm telling you, I've never seen this before. And I've been in construction. And I'm a guy that notices construction because I made a lot of money off construction, owning a company that serviced new construction. So if you come into a city and you look around, first thing that jumps out at me is what's going on as far as building. And they're building those 15-minute cities while we sit here. They can't afford to let Trump be the president because he's going to grind all that crap to a halt. They're going to make a move on, you know what, we may see one of the most unique things we've ever seen. They're going to get somebody to move on Biden white, far right white supremacists will be to blame, because suddenly they're popping up again now. You know, we're starting to see them everywhere. And then as far as Trump, Lord knows who they'll try and blame that on. But if they do that to Donald Trump, I think everything's going to come apart. Patriots right now are sitting on a ragged edge. They're on a ragged edge. They want a clean house. But you know what? At the end, when you get right down to it, Patriots are generally God-fearing Christians with morals. And they have this difficulty in their mind of pulling a trigger and taking a human life. Okay, they do. And then thank God for that. We want people, that's who we want to live with, those type of people. But even the most patient man on the planet is going to get pushed too far in 2024. And I'm only telling, you know, because I don't want to come back and meet the Fed or something. Oh, you know this. You know, the Feds need to remember the relationship that I had with them, that Doug had with them. And it's because we were very good at going in and getting information from various places, listening to people talk. We were the fly on the wall in so many places online. So, of course, we have good information. Of course, we know that the pulse of the people is getting very, very tired of the government in general. I'm surprised it hasn't already hit the fan here in 24. One stupid move by these people, and the whole deal's going to come apart. Wack and Biden, they're in a patriot on the planet, are going to give a damn. Okay, they're going to be like, well, maybe that's the best thing. That's about the most sympathy you're going to get for the guy. They make a run on Trump, all bets are off. And I'll officially say that here today. That would be a very stupid move. Unless, you know, maybe that's what's needed to bring our republic back. I don't know. But if you mess with Trump, be advised. There's going to be consequences. The people love the guy. I was reading, too, somewhere that he's looking at J.D. Vance for his vice president.
Yeah.
Post presidential pick.
Yeah.
Struck me as a little odd.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. So you read it too, Doug?
I did. You know, I'm not a fan. And of course, he nixed Nikki Haley, thankfully. But I'm not a fan of J.D. Vance necessarily. The background. And even Vivek Ramaswamy, his background. I mean, look, I don't. If I were him, I would pick someone loyal to him and the, more importantly, loyal to the Constitutional Republic of the U.S. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I was thinking more like I was still even considering Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. Ben Carson. Yeah.
He's an awesome man. He's a good Christian man. And I think he would be good up there, because if Trump starts to get out of line a little bit, I think Ben, in a fatherly manner, would go in and talk to him.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Carson, I think, is 73, which is a few years junior of Donald Trump.
But he
carries
himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that dad kind of thing.
Yeah, he does.
You know, if I was in a room full of people and Ben Carson was there and I needed advice, that's exactly who I'd go talk to. I mean, man, the man is a brain surgeon. You know, I mean, come on, that's...
But you know, people are looking at this not for the future or for the sake of our country, but for the future. And Ben Carson would not be a good pick necessarily for the next presidential election, which they're saying, well, you know, we got to have somebody in there that could take the.
That part scares me, because after Trump, you know, everybody talks about and starts, you know, his kids. And I don't want to see there isn't anybody else in the Trump family I would want to see anywhere near the White House.
No, that's just me. Yep.
That's just me.
That's me too.
John Jr., I'm sure he's a nice kid. I just think that I don't think he's up for the battle that it would take. Ivanka, whatever her name is, the kid, she's a pretty lady, nice lady. She is not even vice presidential material. You know, I like that Sarah Huckabee myself, if he's going to take a female.
Well,
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
But you know the divisiveness that would cause.
She lights people up.
Oh, I'll tell you.
But I love her.
Eric the Tech just said Barron Trump, which
Barron will run one day.
I
when he turns 35.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
If there's
gonna,
a country
people
left.
Are gonna have to have a people are going to have a break from the Trump thing for a while before that could happen.
But
I love Trump. I hope he is president. I just know that he makes people uncomfortable.
You know, the people talk about Project 2025. Okay, stop it. It's a Heritage Foundation and other think tank documents.
What was that about? I was in the hospital when that hit.
It's a think tank. An assortment of think tanks headed by the Heritage Foundation document, Project 2025. Donald Trump had really nothing to do with it. His platform, though, we showed it this week, the 20-point platform of the GOP, which is all Donald Trump, thankfully, which the platform is to make or to keep America as the world superpower, but from a moral vantage point. And the left hates that.
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway, okay, I want to show you this. This, and folks, you know, look, we take, and I got some heat from showing a Hannity clip yesterday. It's not that I like Hannity, okay? He had a guest on that spoke. It's the message, not the messenger. Sometimes even the most obtuse people get it correct. Even once in a while, I get it correct. So,
and folks listening, please don't think that when we put something on that we necessarily endorse it.
Thank you.
It's just like in Twitter. If I follow you, doesn't mean I endorse you.
No,
I'm more likely following you to see what you're going to say, and it's pretty stupid. So it's easier if they're letting me know that you're saying it. So don't. And anybody that would attack Doug about that, please.
Yeah, I mean,
please know better. This is research.
Yeah,
we're not your average show.
I mean, if I run a clip of Hitler from the early 40s, it doesn't mean I endorse the guy or I it's just it's for information purposes. So this next now, okay. So this video 6 in the show notes is Alex Jones. Now, look, I'm a friend. He's a friend of mine. I like Alex Jones. You think of him what you might, but he has been a trailblazer. He's suffered a lot of persecution and prosecution unnecessarily, needlessly. And I would stand behind that man any day of the week.
Now, he's paid his dues.
He has. And he's going to get shut down. I guarantee he's going to get shut down, and they're going to try to throw him in prison. He's next after Bannon. But he had, and again, this is who I'm referencing, Roger Stone. Roger Stone's been on the show. I've talked to Roger Stone. I've spent time with him in D.C. and other places. Look, think of him what you will, okay? But you cannot deny, and you, like him or hate him, you cannot deny he's plugged into the political apparatus, which is what we're talking about here, right? You don't have to like him. Just listen to what he's got to say. This is a minute 41 clip extracted from, I think it was yesterday's show on Alex Jones. And this is cut 6. Go ahead, sir.
I still think that it's a 50-50 proposition. I spoke to a former Democrat U.S. senator yesterday who's a good friend who served with Biden the entire time he was in the Senate. He said you cannot underestimate his stubbornness, particularly when he's lucid. And he said at this juncture, it's 50-50. But he went on to say, if he insists on running, we just see it as a cataclysmic disaster, that he would take down the entire party with him. So I still don't think we know. One thing we do know is that all the big guns in the establishment Democrat media cabal, the New York Times, the Atlantic, they're about the worst, CNN and so on, making it absolutely clear that element of their coalition think it's time for Joe to go.
I think there's a very good chance Joe Biden has a heart attack or a stroke in the next week or two because they don't have a lot of runway to try to replace him, do they?
God forbid, we don't wish that on him. But look, the people who killed John F. Kennedy are perfectly capable of killing him. It's not the exact same people, of course, but it's the same institution. Those people who tried to kill Ronald Reagan.
It was handed down. These people are a couple generations down from, it's like L.L. Lemnitzer that Kennedy fired was then the boss over Rumsfeld, but they pass on the spirit.
That is exactly right.
Wow, I hadn't even seen that clip, but yeah, he brought up the Kennedy thing too.
Well, he wrote a book on the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, that's gonna.
See,
Joe's days are numbered, no matter what.
Yeah, and in my view, it's just a matter of.
It's not it's when. It's when. Really, it's not if, it's when.
And you know, looking at this, do you believe? Okay, they're going to have to do something really soon. I mean, really soon. Right?
I'm going to say within the next 10 days. They're losing traction. The Democrats are, if you read on it, and folks, if you're on social media, I know everybody likes to friend their friends and read what their friends say. That's preaching to the choir. Go see what the other guys are saying. That's the only way to use social media to your advantage as far as being a spy, being a researcher. It's the only way. Dude, I know you got a lot of friends and you hope they pass on some information. Go straight to the enemy and be the fly on the wall and listen. Okay? They will give you the clues. And people right now are down on the Democrat Party. They're down on it. Because Joe scares even a Democrat. That's pretty bad. They're going to have to salvage this quick because this ship's fixing to go down. And they're going to jump on it quick. And they're going to use everything at their fingertips. Hollywood, the whole nine yards. And if Joe goes down, they're going to play that sympathy card until you're about ready to puke watching this stuff. They will beat that horse to death, figuratively speaking. They will play the sympathy card and try and use that to garner votes. That's how pathetic these people are. They would whack Biden and then try and garner your votes over sympathy for the fact that he died. I'm telling you, you're dealing with the devil here. And that's just one aspect of the mess that we're going into in 2024. There is going to be so many problems. And there's already governors like that idiot in Michigan, Whitmer or whatever her name is.
Gretchen.
Somebody needs to yank her out of that chair and throw her down the fucking steps because that woman is dangerous. That woman has already said there will be no recounts.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And when I said throw down the steps, that's because that's where the door's at, okay? That woman should not be in office, period.
Man.
There will be no, and she signed it into law. Are you kidding me? No recounts? That just tells you that these people are liars and they're deceitful. And we've discussed that before on the show. Because if we had nothing to hide, we would throw it on the table and say, recount them again.
And get it right this time.
Yeah, but if you have plenty to hide, that's why you're not allowing recounts. That woman is a piece of garbage, and her and all her little liberal friends there in Michigan, she's got the middle-aged woman up on her, just in her palm of her hand, and I don't know how that happened. Okay, but I know just listening to relatives and my family, I don't even want to be around anymore because they're in love with this chick, Whitmer. I think personally she's garbage. I think I hate to think that she has children and is raising them. Oh boy, those moral standards have got to be just above tennis shoe level. Unbelievable. I can't believe the crap that's running this country. We get this country back in 2024 or we're done. Oh, man, we're in trouble.
What? Okay, so, man, we haven't been in this. First of all, the good news is, as I look at it, the Republic saving Donald Trump, I believe, would save the Republic. I do believe that. versus obviously the Biden regime and their takeover in the left and the communist infiltration and such. And I do believe that, that's our only hope. So will they have to get rid of both? Because you've got the Kamala problem too. In addition to the Joe Biden problem, you've got the Kamala Harris problem. What do you do with her?
Just blot her out. She'd just go away. She would. She'd have to go away. She's not. That, you know what? I don't understand what her redeeming quality is. Every time I see a picture of her or something, she's acting like some kind of fruitcake somewhere. You know, dressed up in something weird or doing some weird dance. Or, you know, isn't there like state level problems that she should be looking at?
Well, you know, don't forget, she's the border czar, though. I mean, look how great of a deal she is.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
You know, the people need to remember how this woman got to where she is.
Scoring Willie Brown.
Yeah, Willie Brown. If you went in the office and you saw Willie, she was in the room. You might not see her, but she was in the room. Okay? And the thing is, nobody cares. You know, she's had more balls in her face than Johnny Bench. Nobody cares, you know, and I don't understand why someone, that's bad.
It's
only older guys too that get that joke. Say that to a kid, they're like,
who's Johnny Bench? Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so they don't even get it. But and the wrongful prosecutions that woman conducted.
Oh yeah.
When she was a prosecutor, it's almost like record keeping. It's like she set records. This one would win. She would lie, cheat, and steal, and whatever she had to do to win a case. And then they find out a couple of years later, see, her worst enemy was DNA. You know what I'm saying? DNA testing.
Yes.
Because once that comes in, and you guys remember what happened, DNA testing came in, there was a lot of reexaminations of trials. And a lot of people were released.
They were?
And that one there, Kamala, she will do anything to win. She has no more, her moral standards are garbage. Her ethical standards are garbage. And we took her and put her as vice president. I can't believe that. Out of all the people there were, that was their pick. What a piece of garbage.
So that brings me to a larger question, RT.
Okay.
And I want to ask you this, and we need to discuss this. We are at a position, at a point in time right now. And folks, again, I read your comments on Rumble. RT does as well. So please sign up to Rumble and subscribe to our channel and leave a comment, your thoughts. Mm-hmm. It just, you know,
it helps us folks with show development.
It really does.
So if we see like a question that gets repeated and stuff, and that's something you want answers to, then we'll actually take that on. And try and answer your question for you.
Exactly.
And everybody sends an email. Every email that comes in, I at least read.
Yes.
I don't always respond, but I read. And if something is for Doug, I promise you, Doug gets it.
Yeah.
I put it in his mailbox. If a month later the person emails me again, that's cool. I'll ask Doug, and he'll say, oh, yeah, I did this. But don't think that I don't read your emails and don't think that Doug doesn't read emails then that are forwarded to him. He does. If it's important to you, it's important to us.
Yeah, it really is because this is your show. And we do this for you.
Yep.
Frankly, I'd rather be
out. It ain't for the money, folks. I'll tell you that. When we ask for funds, let's keep the doors open.
Yeah,
this isn't a get rich. There's nobody socking anything away for retirement or anything. Trust me, we need every dollar to survive. And they're after us.
Oh.
They're always trying to figure out a way to cause problems for the Hagman Report. So Please.
Yeah, that's a whole. We could do a whole show on the ways. How many ways? Okay, but the bigger issue here, in my view, is we're at this inflection point in time where, something the dam is about to break. Okay, I guess if we don't preserve our republic through this election, and I know some of you people are still concerned about President Trump and Operation Warp Speed. I get that. I don't know what the hell the deal is there. I acknowledge that. I don't agree with Trump on that, but okay. But he didn't mandate anything. It was the Biden regime that and the governors that mandated things and the unelected bureaucrats. But okay, that aside, looking at the bigger picture here, we've got a situation really unprecedented, even during the Wilson administration, given the fact that back then there were no nukes at that time. The world was a much larger place than it is in terms of it would be harder to get to from country to country, and nonetheless, my question to you is: if to this point, Randy Taylor, to this point, if true patriots have not gotten pissed off enough to get off their collective backsides, and that includes me, to go and release, and I'm saying this in all sincerity, to go and attempt to release the J6 political prisoners, to go and stand against the raid at Mar-a-Lago. We should have had although it was not known, but in instances like that, or at the arrest of, Steve Bannon turning himself in, we should have had, 10,000 people around the prison, 100 people deep, blocking everything, saying, no, this is not going to happen. Same with Peter Navarro. What's to say we're going to do a damn thing?
I just, when I look at it, I still have faith in humanity. I still believe. Maybe it's that little strand of idealistic and all my negative strands of sarcasm and the way I look at things. I like to think that the good Lord would get behind us if we were to get going. I really, we've said it and reiterated many times, our part, his part, we cannot do. Our part, he will not do. Okay? So anybody that's sitting back on their sofa, having their coffee right now and think that, okay, lightning's just going to pop out of the sky and kill all the bad guys, you're dead wrong. And that's why I'm saying, when I said that Donald Trump, if they'd make a move, an assassination attempt, I would like to think that the people that love this country and care about this country and see that he's the closest thing to a president. He's not perfect. I'll give you a list of stuff he does wrong. But he's the closest thing we have to a good president that loves the country. Okay? And he's told us that he loves God. He praises God. And you know what? I can only take that at face value. I don't see Dementia Joe talking about God at all, ever. I've never heard him say the word unless he swore when he tripped over something. I don't. You look at a Democrat convention, there's no flags there. Anybody ever notice that? When they have an event, the American flag is absent. You go to a Republican convention, you trip over the flags. They're everywhere. And people wave. I mean, the difference, and Doug, you said it in the beginning of the show, they hate America. They hate what America stands for. And we've got to focus on that, and we've got to use that to feed ourselves. Because I'm telling you right now, if anybody makes an attack, makes an attempt on President Trump, I'm liable to lose my temper. Okay? But when I lose my temper, it's a whole lot different than some lefty losing his temper. Okay? I will say that. When Doug loses his temper, it's a lot different than some clown on the left. All right? We're different that way. And I just don't want that to be a breaking point. I pray all the time that God keeps me out of trouble. I know what I'm capable of.
Believe me, I pray that.
I pray that
for you as well as me, because I know you're
capable. Because once we set, if we, oh, heaven forbid that they do anything stupid like that, because you take away the only hope for the right. Oh, my Lord. I don't know what you lefties are thinking. We're the ones that kept the guns. Duh. Are you stupid?
Now, to be fair, though, there are some good, proficient people on the left. Don't underestimate some of them, but okay. The majority of them are idiots.
Well, as the first one, we'll get rid of them. But this, all I'm saying is, and here's the sad part. It's more the government that we on the right have an issue with, which is obvious. The protest was on J6. Okay, we don't go and burn down towns and burn down cities and kill people. It's just not. We don't roll that way.
Yeah, and start police stations on fire and all that crap.
We're the ones, if the cops are having trouble arresting someone, we're the ones that run over there and take their legs out from under them so the officer can get the cuffs on. That's us.
Exactly.
I did that not too long ago when I was up in Canada. I watched two store security people try and put this guy down. And they just weren't having any luck. And I just went over very quickly and I said, is he under arrest? They said, yes. That's good enough for me. I snatched his legs up and boom, he went down like a tree trunk. There's big differences between the right and the left. I'm telling you. We're the ones that help the cops.
And that's the thing, because you and me are both going to get a lot of feedback saying, what are you doing that for? They're the ones that are following orders. They're the ones that are.
Don't give me the COVID. The COVID's over and done. Nobody knew what the hell to do during COVID.
Well,
nobody really.
Yeah. But,
and are you going to lose your job over somebody on a mask? Really? I don't know.
But where does that stop? Look, I am pro-law enforcement, but pro-constitutional law enforcement. Okay,
that's well, if they're not following the Constitution, then I don't even consider them law enforcement.
There you go. Thank you.
If you want it said normally, yeah. If they're not following the Constitution, I don't consider them law enforcement. But
exactly.
Don't get me wrong. I watched one where this cop was really roughing up a lady on some bleachers. Because she wouldn't put on a mask.
Yeah, I saw that.
She's outdoors. And I'll tell you right now, I'd have been right over there and in the cop's face. And anybody that knows me knows I would have went right over and I would have gotten that young man's face.
Oh, my goodness, folks. You have not seen half of what I've seen with
there's laws, and we have our personal space. And if they're going to violate that, then we have a problem. Yeah. If we were to go in March and we were to go to protest, okay, the best thing the cops can do is either join us, okay, or lay down the law, okay, and honestly, we're probably going to abide by all of that. The protesters on the right are not bad people. They don't burn down cities. That's the left. Be advised. A lot of the people on the right didn't even get their asses off their sofa and go down to the street. But when we do, then you'll know something really wrong. And that's coming.
I got
that's coming.
RT, yes, along sir. That same line, we both actually said that 2024 was going to be a year of exposure. And folks, I'm joined by RT, Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. I'm going to tell you right now, he's just out of the hospital. He's so gracious to come aboard today and to be part of
the program. I missed you guys, really.
He's a fabulous man of faith, of God, and of country. Before I get back to Randy and also show you Randy's something I found, I just want to address this. You know, recent forecasts, look, they predict that this summer that we're in right now, and we're feeling it too, is one of the hottest ever on record, with temperatures expected to soar in the triple digits in many areas. That's why when I do show prep, if I'm out on my patio, a small patio, with my dog, Lady, the studio dog, I use this. And this is, if you go to easysummercool.com, you can see exactly this in action, see what it is. It's really, it's one of the greatest little devices I've got. You know, again, the Northeast, Midwest, even parts of the Pacific Northwest expect to experience above normal temperatures, and likely with that, above normal energy bills for households across the U.S. That's why I stay cool with that magical little device. I love the cool air, cost savings, and peace of mind it brings me. It fills my home, my office, my patio, even off the grid, wherever I might be, with really cold air without traditional electricity. It's a potential lifesaver if a blackout ever occurs during one of these upcoming deadly heat waves. Look, the new versions include the InstaFrost technology that uses revolutionary frost jets to get an instant blast of polar air. And I'm telling you, it works. I mean, Lady, the studio dog, hogs the space around it. She loves it. She, you know, it's four paws up for her. Just put it anywhere where you need to cool off and enjoy up to 25 hours of freezing cold air from virtually anywhere. It charges by way of a USB cord. Make yourself happy and cool as I am this summer by visiting easysummercool.com. That's easysummercool.com, or simply click the link in the description box below for up to 60% off today with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and fast USA shipping. It's really easy to use with a portable fan. And again, get cool air wherever you might be with a battery that lasts 6 to 25 hours. That's easy. Oh, my goodness. It's easy. It is easysummercool.com. I just wanted to make sure I got that right. All right. Let me show you this. This is a little bit off of the topic, but the year of exposure. And this, I have a feeling, as we watch the implosion of the left, I have a feeling we're going to be seeing more of these little tidbits. This is in the show notes. This will be video number 8. Chanel Rion from One American News, she's been through the mill. I mean, man, she has really been attacked, and follow her. I respect that woman a lot. She had an interview with George Santos, you know, the beleaguered. Well, watch this, where Santos has come out and is dropping a few nuggets for us to follow. Now, I don't think he went far enough in this, but think about where this is headed in the greater context of things. This is cut 8 from our show notes at HagmanPI.com.
Speaking of maintaining contact with the Hill, you've taken to spilling the tea, as the kids say it these days. Here's one of your tea sessions you shared earlier.
Let me tell you something. The foundations of Capitol Hill are built on closeted homos.
Being in Washington as a mere observer, George, I saw this and I thought, wow, this explains a lot.
Let me tell you this. I might have been the first openly gay Republican member of Congress ever elected by a Republican in a constituency. I'm not the first ever gay man to serve in the House that is a Republican, and I assure you there are still a few serving currently. But I'm not in the business of pulling anybody out of the closet. But the reality is the charade, the sheer audacity that some of these people have of, you know, clinging to this high moral ground, when in reality They're at least I was honest with you guys. I told you I'm gay, but I'm gay, not stupid. Me being gay does not make me stupid, does not make me default be a liberal. I actually say it gives me more wisdom to not be a liberal. And that's why I'm a staunch conservative with a great conservative voting record. Now, there's a few members there that like to cling on to hypocrisy. Oh, they're God and they're religious and good faith. But in the meantime, they live a lie and in closeted lives that are not in sync with what they actually stand for or speak for. So, look, I'm proud to say this. I am an openly gay man who is a staunch conservative, but I can assure you, Chanel and your viewers, I am not the only one, and I was not alone when I was in Congress.
Okay, RT, I'm going to turn this over to you after I say this. And the other thing I have to say, the reason I played that is because everyone knows. Look, everyone with a brain knows there are homosexuals serving in Congress who openly say, look, I'm, you know, I'm straight. I've got even have a wife or whatever, or don't. It doesn't matter. But, you know, they're living lies. Everyone, or many, I shouldn't say everyone, many are living lies on the right and on the left. He didn't go far enough. He didn't drop names. He said he's not in the business of pulling people out of closets. No, but you at one point you have the responsibility to identify threats to our nation. And if you are, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, I'm going to turn it over to you. If you have a secret and you are a congressperson, congressman, congresswoman, and whether that secret is you're a closeted homosexual or you, whatever the secret might be, you are subjected or could be subjected to blackmail by assets of our enemies. And it is a national security mm-hmm. issue and they need to be identified. Start naming names. And don't give me Lindsey Graham. Yeah. Okay. I mean, boy, that's a stretch. What are your thoughts?
Well, I totally agree. It's better to have it out on the table because then it doesn't become, you know, the thing that you get blackmailed over. And if you're doing things that you're ashamed of and you don't want to come out, the smart thing to do is resign. Okay? Any of these people that sit there and get popped for having sex with children, you know, like that. You know, if you're a homosexual and you're in office, trust me, you're not alone. We know that. That much is a given. And I'll say that on the left. They're not shy about, you know, telling everybody they're, you know, homosexual and this and that. On the left, that's normal for them to just say it. On the right, it's like you got to pry it out of them or somebody has to discover it. Get it on the table and be done with it. And if it's going to wreck your marriage, sorry, pal. That's what happens. It's called a wrecked marriage. That's on you. Don't allow it. Don't allow yourself to be put into a position where you would have to compromise your country. Because I'll tell you right now, the country is far more important than your little relationship with your wife.
And you know, you can't.
In that position.
Boy.
Yeah, maybe not Joe the mechanic down the street.
Right.
You know, and the Chinese are good at finding this stuff. Don't think it's a secret. If any of you guys exactly. are listening, if you're listening, maybe you haven't seen it on the front page of the Times, but it's no secret. Trust me, the Chinese probably knew you were homosexual before you did. They are good.
That's a good
they
point.
Are top. These people are top-notch spies. We know that because I know it because I used to... 7 or 8, almost more than that, 15, 16. Almost 20 years ago, I remember sitting there and running programs that because my computer was constantly being hit, always getting pinged. And you wouldn't believe some of the addresses that were turned up. If I wasn't being pinged by both the Chinese and North Korea, okay, then my day wasn't complete. But it was normal. They were all over me because I was doing so much research and in foreign computers. And a lot of what I found as far as garbage, you know, from the Muslims, files and encyclopedias and how to do things and you know, just everything, all the bad stuff in their faith, I would stumble across these other I'm going to call them agents overseas and run into them. And honestly, it wasn't because they're an enemy. It's just they were looking sometimes for the same stuff that I was looking for. And I honestly believe in many cases, they fed information to the enemy about different things just to see the U.S. fall on its face in the Middle East. You wouldn't believe the stuff we turned up on Asian servers.
You know, people need to really understand that.
Believe that.
Yeah.
Doug, in fact, would you go as far to say, because I would you go as far to say that the meatiest, juiciest things that we got our hands on came out of Asian servers?
Yes. And the reason for my pause is because sometimes they were deposited as well on American servers. In fact, official state, official government servers. But yes, you are absolutely 100% correct. Yes.
Yep. And it's amazing that was, you know, if we wanted to go to war with everybody, we certainly had some ammo for that, because the Asians, and these were secure file servers. But once we figured out how to get in them, you know, whether it be a password or whatever, you know, I mean, it didn't matter. There were 10 different ways to crack these files. And when we did, we were startled at what we were seeing and thinking, why do these guys have the files? You know?
You bring Asian, up some good points, yeah, and I hope people understand the gravity of what you said. Keep going.
Nothing. Yeah, not, in the Middle East, there were no servers in the Middle East, really, that were producing files and information anywhere like the files in Asia. Unbelievable stuff was coming out of those Asian servers. And it's stuff that I'm telling you today that Doug and I were looking at. Some of it we posted on our website back then, but we always made sure it was okay to post it, because a lot of that stuff is marked classified and for your eyes only kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's part of the U.S. government's treasure trove of secrets today. Those are things that we turned up, fortunately, that saved countless lives. I know we saved thousands of lives. I know that. I'm not looking for a pat on the back either, but I was just alarmed at how we came about getting that information. It almost made you really question who the players were.
And there it is. I'm glad you said that.
Because that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
When there were sometimes you were afraid to click the next button.
Yeah.
Really, you know.
Really.
Because you were like, man, what am I going to say that is going to possibly put my life in danger, my family? What am I going to say that nobody wants me to see? You know?
People might be able to relate to this. I didn't mean to over-talk you, but...
No, please.
Remember...
I'm having a hard time describing the levity and gravity of where we were, man.
Yeah.
Not levity, gravity.
Gravity, yeah. Remember Benghazi, obviously. People remember that. And the video Innocence of Muslims, right? You remember that. And how everything of the Benghazi attacks in 2013 were attributed to this incendiary video Innocence of Muslims, which was bullshit, okay?
They were blaming people, anything they were doing in that present time, that was the flavor of the day.
Correct.
Was this video on how horrid it was.
I remember doing a Sunday night interview with the alleged filmmaker or the person behind that video. And I was warned off before and after that, hey, you're entering into our turf, meaning the CIA. And so the reason I brought this up is only for this, folks. You've got people have to understand that there are nuggets of things out there that if you come across certain things, that you can get dead real quick. Okay.
Yeah. And don't think that they don't know that you just saw it.
Yeah.
Don't think that, because I remember Nick Berg.
Oh, gosh.
And sitting in an office, sitting in my office late one night, clicking through some stuff. And I contacted a guy that we knew, Doug Noem, too. He was in New York in the Special Intel Unit. And I remember talking with him. And I also remember hanging up the phone. And I remember clicking on, looking at some more Nick Burke stuff. Some things weren't making sense to me. And it deviated from the line that I was getting from the political officers in the United States. It would deviate from that. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden the phone rings. And it was arm's length away. And I remember I went to answer the phone, and I looked at the display. And it said, it was David, but it was Berg.
Yep.
And that phone, I was afraid to pick it up at that point. I let it ring four or five times, and then I just picked it up, and I didn't say anything. Dead silence on the other end. And then I said, hello.
Nothing.
There was nobody there. But you tell me, after I just had a conversation with a NYPD, and these guys don't think street cop, okay? These guys were top notch. The NYPD intel unit is the second most powerful unit as far as intelligence in the United States behind the CIA. Just to give you an idea.
If I can interject one thing on this.
Please. Please.
There is a building in New York City, and I'm not going to say anything more about its location, but if you look at it, if you look at the building, you look at it, and it's a nondescript building, it looks like, a warehouse, okay? You walk in that building, I'm going to tell you something. Every screen, every square inch of New York, every, I don't know, thousands of computer screens in that building. Now, this has been 10, 15 years since I was there.
Yep.
Okay, I took one look. I took maybe two steps into the building, accompanied by an individual, and I said, look, get me out of here. I don't want to see anymore. I can't, because I knew at that point, I would become their liability. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
just knowing that location.
Yeah. And yeah. People, and I can guarantee you this, people pass by that building every single day and have no idea what's going on.
You wouldn't have a clue that that's what it is. Yeah. And we were sending packages there pretty regularly. But every time I remember filling out the address label and going, wow, people have no idea where this place is sitting in their neighborhood. And to this day, you just wouldn't believe it. But the powerful intelligence going through
there. And that's
there.
Back then. And so yeah. Consider what it is today. You know, Steve Quill talks about things that are happening today and the advancements. Back then, it was like walking into, I don't even know what to compare it to, like NASA or but I mean, we're talking.
Like some other James Bond movie.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the attention it got. And that was that was all pulled together under what they called JTTF.
Correct.
Joint Terrorism Task Force. And I was fortunate, and Doug was fortunate, to have many friends. And I consider them friends because when I was in trouble, they were the first ones there. You know, they knew how the government worked. They were working for the same government. And I can't tell you how many times they took the heat for me. You know what I'm saying? I told them to do that. No, I requested that from him. I can't tell you how many times. You know, we had a good relationship.
People would be surprised that, you know, you're handed
a
number.
Could you imagine doing a movie?
No.
About our lives just between 2000 and 2010. That movie would be a best seller. The theaters would be crowded.
You know, I was handed a card. This is the last thing I'm going to say. I was handed a business card with nothing but a phone number and a alphanumeric code on the bottom. And the person that handed this card to me said, "If you ever get in trouble, or if you happen to kill somebody," and I'm serious about those words,
yeah.
"Call this number, recite this alphanumeric code and the location, and we will take care of it."
Thank you. I was told exactly the same thing, and I was told I could do anything to protect the country.
Yep.
anything, including having to take a human life. They said, you call here, and I'll have, you know, 50 sets of boots on the ground coming to get you. If you're in a jail somewhere, you will be leaving shortly, believe me. And these are guys you don't play with.
No, and
they were serious business people.
And you would think that would be a good thing, you know, happy clappy kind of thing, but it should scare the living crap out of you.
Yeah, but we got balls, buddy.
That's right.
Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'll close it. Thank you for supporting us, and please, we need more financial support. Okay, things are getting sticky. We need your help. We want to be here for you. We love you. Thank you for your prayers and your emails, Doug. Thank you for having me on today, sir.